This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you today. Thank you for another day. Thank you for even waking us up here today, Lord. We praise and exalt, magnify you in your holy name in person. Worship you here today through the spirit of holiness that lives on the inside of us. Thank you for teaching us as we go along. Thank you for the Apostle Paul, who's revealed and has taught so many great truths to us that we knew not. We ask for your blessings on our study here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love the Apostle Paul. Where would we be without him? We think of this man. All the great truths of the Christian life that he taught us. I love this spirit of holiness that we have here. He just says it kind of just matter-of-factly. You know, he's talking about Jesus here. He's introducing a letter here to Romans. And he says, Paul, bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Oh, man, there's a month's worth of theology just right there alone. Paul, first of all, he's a slave. That's back to program one and two. If you want to hear me talking about that slave, if you're one of these people that say, well, I'll never believe in Jesus Christ because there's slavery in the Bible. Oh, yeah, there is slavery in the Bible. But friend, you're a slave right now. Did you know that? You are a slave to sin. Sin owns you. If you are an unbeliever, if you have yet to receive Jesus Christ, if you don't have the spirit of holiness, that spirit that sets you free so that you're not a slave of sin anymore, then you are exactly that, friend. You are a slave to sin. Sin owns you. And the Lord Jesus Christ's half-brother, when he lived here on earth, his name was James, he said that sin, when it's finished with you, will bring forth death. Paul's going to say in chapter 6, the wages of sin is death. Sin is going to pay off in this life. It might be pleasurable for a moment. We know it is pleasurable. The author of Hebrews says the same thing about Moses. He forsook the pleasures of sin. Hello, we're not idiots here. Might feel good for a minute, but it'll kill you in the end. Look at the billions of people that have died in sin in this world. Sin is an evil taskmaster, and you serve it. You are a slave of sin. Now, the Bible tells us, and we're going to read in chapter 6, that we, by the Spirit of holiness, have been set free from serving sin. Now, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great truth that is. Broken free, finally. Broken from this slavery that we were in. Finally, by the Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit. That's what happens when you believe in Jesus Christ. That's one of the great things that sets you apart, the Christian apart from everyone else. You have got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you that others don't have.
Oh, what's the big deal of becoming a Christian?
Oh, yeah? You don't serve sin anymore. You're not a slave of sin. You've been born again. Your spirit has been made alive and is one spirit with the Lord now. When you die and leave this world, you will spend eternity. You will have eternal life and spend eternity in the kingdom of heaven, where eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men and women that which God has prepared for those that love him. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Now, the great revelation to you today, friend, is when he comes back again, he's coming back for his own. He's coming back for those that are his. Is that you? Don't let the fantasy movies deceive you out there. If you miss his return, it's all over for you. You don't get a second chance, regardless of what you saw on television or read in a fantasy book. You've got, today is the day of salvation, it says in the Bible. If you miss his return, there is no second chance, regardless of what anyone's told you. We read many times in the Bible that if you miss the Lord's return, the Lord shuts the door. You can read that. If you want to read more about that, you can read that in Luke chapter 13, starting in verse 24. Lord, are there few that'll be saved? You can read that in Matthew chapter 25, the first 12 or 13 verses there. You can even go all the way back to the beginning, to Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, and look and see that God himself shut the door on the ark after Noah was in there. Today is the day to believe in Jesus Christ. If you miss his return, you heard it from me here, according to the word of God, if you miss the return of Jesus Christ, you are lost for eternity, and you'll spend eternity in hellfire. Why? For refusing love. What a thing to die for. Where is that in the Bible, you say? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. That is in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let me read that to you. It says, the coming of the lawless one, that's the Antichrist, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie, and that they all might be condemned or damned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I'm here to tell you today, on the authority of the word of God, if you miss the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're lost forever, and you'll believe the lie. And the lie is, and will be, Antichrist is God. Now, concerning this gospel, Paul says in chapter 1, verse 16, I'm not ashamed of it. He's proud of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it, that is the gospel, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, that's the gospel message, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, like from Moses' faith. Or Abraham, to Moses, to John the Baptist, to Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, to your grandmother, to your mother, to you, from faith to faith. The righteousness of God has been revealed from faith to faith. It says also in it, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Let me explain this to you, friend. The word of God is alive. There's something special and living and powerful about the word of God. In it, the power of God is revealed. Also, you can read he says almost the same thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, where it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." Let me leave that where it is. Again, 1 Corinthians 1:18. The message or the preaching is the word logos. It's also a proper name of Jesus. You could say the Christ of the cross is to those that perish foolishness. But to us who are saved, it is the power of God. The word of God is the power of God. So when you're preaching or sharing Christ with someone, it's important to understand it's not your words that save people. Neither does God promise to reside in your words. He's promised to reside in his word, not yours. The power of God is found in the word of God. Whether or not it's to convict someone of sin, which is why I'm against some of these people at the mall or wherever they are. I see them on TV, the way of the master and these guys. They go around insulting people with their own words and in their own name to try to get people to feel guilty. And they do. They do feel guilty when you call someone a no good, dirty, rotten, low down because you stole a pencil in your life. You make someone feel guilty in your own words, and they'll feel guilty for 10 minutes. But when you preach the word of God, you see, you're now letting the Holy Spirit convict someone and not your own words. And that's the difference. When you say the wages of sin is death, the Bible promises there's power in those words. And it's different than you saying to someone at the mall, well, you're just a dirty, rotten, low down and you're going to hell because you're a thief. Now, you might be right, but there's no power in that. You've convicted someone with your own word. It's different than saying the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. There's power in those words. There's power in these words. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. That is, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. There's power in those words. How about this? All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You can't see it, but there's power in those words. Something happens when you preach that in the ears and the heart of all those that have been drawn and called to salvation. Because remember, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw them, and I'll raise them up on the last day. Or how about this? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. Maybe you say, oh, that's just, you know, everyone knows that. What's it? No, there's power. God promises to reside, to live and breathe and energize in that message. He's promised that. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to the WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.